When I was in high school, it was that Ethiopian, it was in the late 80s, Ethiopian from Bob Geldof. Can you remember, you know, it was that really big, yes. Now people are immune to it, but that very first, and I was about form four, and I just went, God, I really want to go over there and just hand food out of a truck, you know, that naivety, you have no idea what it actually, you know, how it actually works. So then when I was in year 11 and 12, I was actually thinking about becoming a sister, a nun. And I was very close to the headmistress of our school, and I told her that I wanted to become a nun, but only if I could work in Africa. Yeah, but I'm very headstrong. My mother would tell you that I'm intolerant, impatient. So anyway, so I went to university for 5 years, and then I got contacts with the school in Uganda and went there as a teacher for 3 years. And I actually lived with the sisters there in Uganda and loved it, but it was a very mutual decision early on that, you know, sisterhood wasn't for me. But I still lived with them for the 3 years and had a wonderful time. But, you know, I'm a very independent person and it just wasn't for me. But you have to try these things. But even now, I'm very close to the order, and I've got orders, some different orders running parts of the school, because I find that they're a sustainable management group. So anyway, after I finished working in Uganda as a volunteer teacher for 3 years, the school where I was working was a high-end private Ugandan girls' school. So only the upper echelons of the Ugandan society could afford the school fees to send their daughters there. And I just thought, you know, God, there needs to be a good private school that's free of charge. You know, surely it can't be that hard. Why hasn't somebody done it? So then I had already met my husband, Richard, and about, you know, a couple of years beforehand. And his father, who died last year, has been the village chairman of this area for probably 15 years. So one time that I came across to visit Rich, his dad said to me, Gemma, Richard has told me how much work you're doing for education in Uganda. You know, Tanzania is much more worse off. Why, if I give you 2 acres of land, would you be interested in building a school for our village people, but it has to be free of charge? And I went, oh my gosh, yes, yes. So I got so excited thinking that he's given me a piece of land, because it was, you know, when I didn't have any money, there was no way I could start. So at least I had the land. So 2 acres to begin with. Then I excitedly went back to Australia and started raising money for the buildings. And this was about in 2000. And I was talking to my father and said, you know, Dad, how do you think I can raise money to build this school in Tanzania? And at that time, I didn't know much about them, but Dad introduced me to Rotary International. Dad said that, you know, Rotary is a very good, club, and it's full of people who are socially minded, good business people, well connected, and they have good hearts, and they're usually wealthy as well. So he said, why don't you go and make a speech at the local Rotary Club in town and ask them if they would be willing to help support and kickstart your little fundraising off. So I went and made a speech at the club in town, and that club, to this day, I am indebted to, because, you know, what they said, yes, we would help you to do a fundraiser. They committed to having a table in our mall in our town for 4 Saturdays. They said that they would roster different Rotarians on to stand behind the table, and they would collect donations to start the building of this school. Now, if I had stood behind that table, I would be standing there all day. But when the Rotarians, you know, got the head of real estate, bank managers, they're the people who run each town. So they raised over a month, we raised about $20,000 to kickstart the first building.